the Riot on Radio U. I just said to Nikki off air that all of the bands we talk to should be as easy to talk to as Scott from Lennox is. He's just easy to talk to.
He's super, super nice.
Aren't you, Scott? You're just a nice person.
I think you're talking about somebody else. But
you shut up.
Hey, if anybody tells you otherwise, you have them call us and we will correct them because you
Fair
are.
You can beat them up.
You know, Scott, you're somebody that I follow on Facebook and Twitter, and I feel like you live a fairly interesting life. I do. So I keep
up with you.
You
need to elaborate on that.
I'm going to. I got a couple of things I want to ask you about. First off, I've told so many people about your pool parties.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to know if you've had a pool party this year.
I haven't. We haven't yet had a pool party this year. We're going to do one later. In July, I think, but I did dip into our pool stock and brought one out because it's been so hot here. So I do have one in the backyard killing the grass, but yeah. I've been lounging around in it every day.
If you're ever invited to a Lennox pool party, you must realize it's a bring your own pool event. So you go to the store, grab a cheap one, go
Doesn't
there.
Doesn't have to be cheap.
Fill it up. Well, I think you'd want it to be. I don't think you want to spend too much money.
People come the first year and they bring they buy something real small and then they're like, man, and the next year they bring the biggest thing that they can find.
Yeah.
So I have had people threaten to set up those above ground pools, like those structures that will get you kicked out of your HOA, stuff like that. I was like, maybe not that.
I would actually like to see that. You hear some people outside, some hammering one morning.
They're there really early for the party.
Make sure they get set up in the right spot.
So, show up with a backhoe and just dig their own pool.
Scott from Lennox, amazing pool parties, and now I see that you're an air conditioning repair guy.
Oh, yeah. That was so...
It's been hot, like you mentioned.
Yeah, you said it's been really hot. You live in Nashville, right?
Yeah, it's been in the 90s consistently for a couple weeks now. And so Britt called me one day. I was running an air, and she was like, what's wrong with the air? I'm like,
Not that.
She's like, the fan's not turning. But, yeah, looking on, just found a YouTube tutorial and did some troubleshooting based on the YouTube tutorial and figured it out. And a friend of ours had just had the same repair done for, over $300. And I found the part was only $12.
Yes.
Even I can finish this. But the funny thing was, I went to visit my family in Charlotte this weekend, and so that held us up. I had to fix that in the morning when the shop opened, so I could get the part. And then we left, and there were my brother and my dad, who are both very handy and construction oriented. And they both work in that field. We're both like, he told my mom, Scott said he was going to do this, that, and the other. And they're like, are you sure that was Scott? That doesn't sound like Scott.
Maybe not. Yeah, I will stand up, or at least let's mention and throw this out there. Scott managed to do it based on a YouTube tutorial. It doesn't mean everybody can fix everything that way.
True.
And let's leave some things to the professionals.
Don't believe in yourself.
That much.
That's the message this morning. You can't do anything you want.
No, not always. not always. Not based just off watching the video.
Scott,
and there was this one point in the video.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the part essentially holds the charge so that when you turn it on, it can kick the fan on with a little extra power. And so they said, when you take it off, this guy had rubber gloves on. He had this, rubber-handled screwdriver. It's like, you want to touch these portals because there's a chance it's holding electricity. So I was terrified. I'm just touching it, just waiting to get electrocuted.
Yeah.
Luckily, it was broken, so it didn't hold charge. I was really, really scared that whole time.
Well, dude, I will tell you, too, when it comes to YouTube tutorials like that, if anybody's thinking of trying a thing, you should watch the entire video first.
Oh, start to fit and see if you can notice any editing.
Yes.
Because if they have taken and lifted part of the experience out, then you don't know how many hours that took.
Because
that's true. Be wary of fast forward parts.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I've done the same thing. I've used YouTube to fix my car before, and there was one, and this is how I learned this lesson. There was one tutorial where I was just like, I got all the parts, and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to turn the tutorial on. I'll just pause it at each step. And then I got stuck on this one part, and the video, I let it run, and they had been working during the day, and all of the sudden it was night, and they had lights on, and they're like, we've had a lot of problem with this one step. And I'm like, oh my God!
That's it. That's the problem.
I had to have a mechanic come out and do it. I couldn't finish it. Totally happened to me, but it was fine. I feel good about it.
So as long as people realize Scott's is the good one, yes. Obie's got the bad one, and see where you fit in between.
Roll the dice, guys. Yeah. Roll the dice.
Yep, figure out where you're going to do it.
Now, when Scott's not fishing or air conditioner repairing or pool partying, he is also Lennox. So, man, how are things going with Lennox?
They're going good. Yeah, I know on Instagram I just post all that stuff, but I do a lot of writing the rest of the time. It just works. It works around my schedule for fun things like fishing and pool parties. No, it's going good. We're just working on a ton of new music and just constantly doing a bunch of collaborations with other artists, and a lot of that across the pond. So not all of it makes its way back to the U.S., but it's cool to kind of see random influxes in Facebook fans in other countries. Like, we had this random bump recently, and I thought something was wrong with Facebook. Like, we had some spam thing or something, because it was like X number of people liked your page, and they were all Chinese characters, every last one of them. And I'm like, that's strange. And so did some research, and turns out like our song got picked up for some gaming thing, commercial or something. One of
in China?
In Taiwan. And so the kids, you know, somebody out there figured out. I finally asked one of them when they asked me for lyrics. I was like, hey, how'd you hear about this? So stuff like that's really neat. When your music kind of leaks out in places that you would have never gone and put it somewhere. So that's been awesome. And we've got a few shows coming up this summer, including one in we're going over to play a festival in Colombia in August. Yeah, Colombia with two O's.
Wait, two O's?
We don't know where that one is.
Because there's Columbia, South Carolina, with a U.
Yeah.
Okay.
Columbia. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll just tell you, I thought they both had a U in them.
Well, that's because, again, you've not been invited to that.
I'm not getting invited to South America, so I'm just like, whatever. That's cool. Oh, we're talking to Scott from Lennox. Sounds like you guys are busy, and you gave away your latest song, right? Can't you get that for free?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fun little mishap with the label, and
whoops!
So it worked out. Everybody wins. You can go to soundcloud.com/LennoxMusic. It's LNYX Music, and download "This Is Not the End" for free.
So if you're like, right, I love this song, you can go get it afterwards for free.
You absolutely can. So,
and if you hate it, you can just leave a hateful comment right there on the track. It's awesome. Pops up during the first part.
That's also an option, too. Or just go ahead and still get it for free, because, I mean, you're going to love it. You're going to like
might
it.
Might as well.
Might as well.
Scott, thanks so much for hanging with us this morning, man.